Well, 4 days after the deadly attacks launched from Gaza by Hamas, bodies are still being removed from the southern Israeli city of Sderod. Reports of killings in kibbutz close to the border with Gaza are also emerging. We've been getting reaction to events of the last few days from the chief rabbi to Ireland, Yoni Wieder.
Well, thank you, Brian, for having me on. So initial reactions was just pure shock and horror at the news we were hearing, and particularly seeing some of the sickening images and footage that was surfacing over social media. I mean, we're really talking about the worst kind of atrocities being carried out by Hamas, storming villages and going from house to house, murdering families one in front of the other, shooting down hundreds of innocent partygoers at a peace festival, you know, hijacking ambulances and murdering paramedics who are on their way to provide emergency services, and the way they've been mutilating and treating the bodies of victims and kidnapping civilians and parading women, young girls, elderly grandmothers in the streets. No civilized person can see this and not be horrified, and no civilized person can see this and not be numb to the core. And particularly in the Jewish community in Ireland, which has very strong ties with Israel, and we have hundreds of Israelis living here in Dublin, you don't have to look far to find people here who have friends and family that have been impacted in the worst possible ways. Every few hours, I've got another call or another message from a friend or a member of the community here that's learned about someone they love in Israel who's been killed. There's one family from the community whose aunt and uncle were taken into Gaza on Saturday. The family has no idea if they're dead or alive. And considering some the images of the barbaric things that have been done to these hostages, you can imagine what it must be like to know that that's what your loved one is being subjected to.
Mm. So many families, Jewish families here, have those connections, which gives them an immediate link and a very personal way with what's happening there. What about security for Jewish families living in Ireland? Are there any concerns around that?
There are mixed feelings around that, I would say. I think for many members of the Jewish community here, war in Israel doesn't translate to any fears here in Dublin. But at the same time, a lot of families, and particularly Israeli families, I would say, do feel a heightened sense of anxiety. We've already seen a rise in anti-Semitic incidents in other countries over the past few days, which is definitely directly related to what's going on. And I've spoken to a number of young mothers in the community who are reluctant to send their children off to school in the morning. But we are working closely with the Gaza and with the local authorities, and we are grateful for their ongoing support.
Mm. And is there enhanced security around schools or at the synagogue?
Yeah, we're taking all the precautions that have been recommended to us by the local authorities and by the embassy and by the Gaza, and we're happy with the security that's being put in place.
And what about the political response here, Chief Rabbi, to what has happened in Israel? We've seen the government here in very clear terms condemning the Hamas attack. Have you seen the kind of political response that you'd hope for?
Yeah, well, we've seen that certainly, and we really appreciate that many of our politicians, as you say, have spoken out against Hamas. But at the same time, many have stayed silent, and some are even expressing support to Hamas. I mean, for the Jewish community here, we would ask nothing less than unequivocal, outright condemnation of Hamas across the political spectrum. I mean, we don't equate civilians in Gaza with Hamas. We have huge anguish and pain over the number of innocent Palestinian lives that have been lost in Gaza. But these are civilians who've been used by Hamas for years as human shields. Hamas is a designated terrorist organization whose aim is to murder Jews and to eliminate Israel, and they need to be condemned unreservedly, and Israel's right to protect itself needs to be expressed.
Mm. And other ways do you think in which political leaders here could show, you know, demonstrate, if you like, solidarity with the Jewish community in Ireland and with those who've suffered in Israel?
Well, first and foremost, as I mentioned, by just coming out publicly and making statements of support of Israel's right to defend itself and condemnation of Hamas. We held yesterday a vigil, a very short notice outside the Israeli embassy, which was very well attended, including dignitaries and ambassadors from other countries. To come along to those events and show their support, that would be hugely appreciated by the Jewish community here.
And that's the Chief Rabbi of Ireland, Yoni Wieder.